Ever find yourself stuck with just terrible Wi-Fi? You know, like that dreaded spinning wheel of doom when you're trying to meet a deadline. Or worse, getting kicked out of an online game at like the worst possible moment. Well, get this. What if there was a way to just completely bypass all those frustrating internet woes altogether? That's where Solana's Roam comes in. Today, we're taking a deep dive into this ambitious project. It's aiming to create a decentralized Wi-Fi network with over 1 million hotspots globally.
What's so fascinating here is that Roam isn't just like some incremental improvement. It has the potential to like completely revolutionize how we connect to the internet and who controls that access.
Okay, so decentralized Wi-Fi. It sounds pretty futuristic. What does that even mean? And why should we care?
Think about it this way. With traditional Wi-Fi, you're relying on a single company, a centralized provider to give you access. With Roam, it's all about shared ownership. Imagine a network built and maintained by users like you and me, all incentivized to keep it secure and running smoothly.
So instead of paying a cable company, I'm basically joining forces with other users to create this giant self-sustaining Wi-Fi network. Is that even possible?
That's the big question, and that's what we're here to explore. And the answer is potentially yes. Roam uses the Solana blockchain, which is known for its speed and efficiency, to create a system where users are rewarded for participating.
Wait, hold on. Blockchain. Isn't that the technology behind Bitcoin and all that? How does that play into Wi-Fi?
It's all about creating a secure and transparent system. Think of the blockchain as a digital ledger that keeps track of everything happening on the network, from who's connecting to who's providing hotspots. Because this ledger is distributed across many computers, it's incredibly difficult to tamper with, making it much more secure than traditional centralized networks.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's secure, but what's in it for the users? Why would I want to be part of this Roam network?
Because Roam incentivizes participation. It's actually pretty ingenious. Users earn Roam points for doing things like setting up hotspots, connecting to the network, and even just checking in daily. These points can then be staked, which is basically like putting them in a high-yield savings account, where they have the potential to grow in value.
So I'm not just getting free internet. I'm potentially earning rewards just for using it. I'm starting to see why people are excited about this.
And it gets even better. Those Roam points can be exchanged for Roam tokens, Solana's cryptocurrency. So you're not just earning points, you're potentially earning crypto that could appreciate in value over time.
Okay, this is where I need a bit more clarity. Cryptocurrency still feels like a whole other world to a lot of people, myself included. How easy is it to actually use and manage these Roam tokens?
It's actually getting much simpler, thanks to user-friendly wallets and exchanges. Think of it like having a digital bank account specifically for your Roam rewards. You can easily track your balance, exchange your tokens, or even use them to pay for things within the Roam ecosystem.
So it's not just about internet access. It's a whole new way of thinking about digital ownership and rewards. This is getting really interesting.
Exactly. And that's just scratching the surface of what Roam is all about. We haven't even touched on the potential cost savings. Studies show that decentralized Wi-Fi networks like Roam could reduce internet costs for users by up to 40%.
Wow, 40%. That's a huge difference, especially with internet bills constantly going up. But hold on. Cheaper internet, crypto rewards, a secure network built on blockchain. It almost sounds too good to be true. What are the downsides?
Well, like with any disruptive technology, there are bound to be challenges. One of the biggest hurdles is adoption. Convincing people to switch from their familiar Wi-Fi setups to something entirely new isn't easy.
I can see that. It's like trying to convince someone to give up their smartphone for a carrier pigeon. People can be resistant to change, especially when it comes to something as essential as the internet.
Another challenge is making the technology user-friendly. While blockchain and cryptocurrency are becoming more mainstream, they're still intimidating for a lot of people. Roam needs to ensure that setting up hotspots, managing tokens, and participating in the network is accessible to everyone, not just tech-savvy users.
So ease of use is key. But what about security? I'm hearing that blockchain is incredibly secure. But is there a risk that a decentralized network like this could be more vulnerable to attacks?
That's a valid concern. And it's something that Roam's developers are keenly aware of. The good news is that blockchain technology, by its very nature, is designed to be resistant to hacking and data breaches.
But wouldn't a network with potentially millions of hotspots create more points of vulnerability?
Actually, it's the opposite. With a decentralized system, there's no single point of failure. If one hotspot is compromised, it doesn't bring down the entire network. The data is distributed across multiple nodes, making it much harder for attackers to gain access.
Okay, so it's like a digital fortress.
Yeah.
With multiple layers of protection.
Exactly. And with each user contributing to the security of the network, it actually becomes stronger and more resilient over time.
That's pretty impressive. So we've talked about the potential cost savings, the crypto rewards, and the security benefits. But I'm curious about the bigger picture. What are the potential implications of a network like this for the wider world?
That's where things get really exciting. Roam has the potential to bridge the digital divide in a way that traditional internet providers haven't been able to. Think about rural communities, developing countries, or even disaster-stricken areas where internet access is limited or non-existent. Roam could bring affordable and reliable connectivity to those who need it most.
That's a powerful thought. Imagine the possibilities for education, healthcare, and economic development in those areas.
Exactly. And it's not just about access, it's about control. Roam puts the power of the internet back into the hands of the users, giving them a say in how the network is run and how their data is managed.
It's almost like a democratization of the internet. Instead of relying on big corporations, we become the architects of our own digital future.
This is getting me really fired up.
I hear you. And that enthusiasm is what's driving the entire Roam project. It's about building a more equitable, accessible, and user-centric internet for everyone.
So it's about more than just faster Wi-Fi. It's about creating a better, more inclusive digital world.
Precisely. And that vision is what's attracting so much attention from tech enthusiasts, investors, and even governments around the world.
Well, before we get too carried away with all this talk of a digital utopia, let's take a closer look at how Roam actually works on a technical level. I'm sure our listeners are curious about the nuts and bolts of this whole operation.
Absolutely. Let's dive into the technical details and see how Solana's blockchain is powering this groundbreaking network. So you're probably wondering how this all comes together, you know, on a practical level. How does Roam actually work? Yeah, let's get a bit more technical. I think we've got a basic understanding of blockchain and the incentives for users. But how do these hotspots actually function? Is there like any special hardware involved?
It's surprisingly straightforward. Users can deploy Roam hotspots using readily available hardware like routers. There's even a plug-and-play device being developed specifically for the Roam network, making it, you know, super easy to get involved.
Plug-and-play, huh?
Yeah.
That sounds promising, especially for those of us who aren't exactly tech wizards. But how do all these individual hotspots connect to create like a global network?
That's where the brilliance of decentralized technology comes in, instead of relying on a central authority, like a traditional internet service provider. Roam leverages a mesh network. Think of it like a spider web, where each hotspot acts as a node, connecting to other nearby hotspots.
So it's not just like beaming out a Wi-Fi signal, it's actually connecting to other hotspots to create like a stronger, more resilient network.
Exactly. And because the data is routed through multiple pathways, there's no single point of failure. If one hotspot goes down, the network automatically reroutes the traffic, ensuring seamless connectivity.
That's really smart. So I set up my hotspot, connect to the network, and start earning those Roam points. What happens next? How does the blockchain actually keep track of everything?
Each hotspot acts as like a mini server, verifying transactions and updating the blockchain ledger. Whenever you connect to the network, earn points or stake your tokens, that information is recorded on the blockchain, creating a permanent and tamper-proof record.
So it's like having a transparent accounting system.
Yeah.
Where everyone can see exactly what's happening, which adds the whole trust and security aspect.
Precisely. And because the Solana blockchain is designed for speed and efficiency, it can handle a huge number of transactions per second, ensuring that the network can scale to accommodate millions of users and hotspots.
Okay, so we've got the hotspots, the mesh network, the blockchain keeping track of everything. What about the actual internet connection? Where does that come from?
Roam is designed to work with existing internet infrastructure. Users connect their hotspots to their regular internet service provider. Think of it as sharing your existing connection with others on the Roam network.
So I'm essentially allowing others to like piggyback on my internet connection, but in a secure and controlled way, where I'm rewarded for my contribution.
Exactly. And as more users join the network and deploy hotspots, the coverage area expands, creating a truly global and decentralized internet infrastructure.
This is starting to sound less like a futuristic dream and more like a real possibility. But I'm curious about the real-world applications, you know, beyond just providing basic internet access. What are some of the specific ways that Roam could be used?
The possibilities are pretty mind-blowing. Take the gaming industry, for example. Online gamers are constantly battling lag and connectivity issues. Roam's low latency and high-speed connections could provide like a significant advantage, creating a smoother and more responsive gaming experience.
That would be a game changer.
Yeah.
Literally. For competitive esports and online gaming communities. What about other industries? I'm imagining this could be huge for businesses that rely on mobile connectivity.
Absolutely. Think about delivery services, ride-sharing apps, or field service technicians who need reliable internet access on the go. Roam could provide a cost-effective and secure solution, ensuring that these businesses can operate seamlessly no matter where they are.
And what about the potential impact on, like, the creative industries? We're seeing this huge surge in digital art, music, and content creation. Could Roam play a role there?
Definitely. Imagine artists in remote areas or developing countries who have limited access to traditional internet services. Roam could provide them with the connectivity they need to share their work with the world, fostering a new wave of creativity and collaboration.
And let's not forget the implications for cryptocurrency and blockchain enthusiasts. Having secure, decentralized hotspots can make it easier and safer to conduct transactions.
And participate in the crypto economy. You're spot on. And it's not just about transactions. Think about decentralized applications or dApps, which rely on blockchain technology. Roam could provide the infrastructure needed for these dApps to flourish, creating a more open and accessible Web3 ecosystem.
This is starting to sound like a whole new internet.
Yeah.
One that's built from the ground up by the users themselves.
That's the vision. A truly peer-to-peer internet where power is distributed, access is democratized, and everyone has the opportunity to participate and benefit.
Okay, I'm officially hooked on this idea. But let's not forget that we're still in the early stages. What are some of the biggest challenges facing Roam as it tries to scale and become like a mainstream solution?
One of the key challenges is regulatory uncertainty. Governments around the world are still figuring out how to regulate blockchain technology and decentralized networks. Roam will need to navigate these legal and regulatory hurdles in order to operate smoothly on a global scale.
I can imagine that being like a major headache. It's like trying to build a house while the building codes are constantly changing.
Exactly. Another challenge is ensuring the long-term sustainability of the network. Maintaining a decentralized infrastructure requires ongoing contributions from users. Roam needs to create a system that is both rewarding and engaging to ensure that users stay active and committed to the project.
So it's not just about building the technology, it's about building a community around it, a community that's invested in its success.
Precisely. And that's where the whole idea of a decentralized, community-owned internet really shines. It's about empowering individuals to take ownership and shape the future of the web.
But let's be realistic for a moment. Even with all the potential benefits, do you really think Roam has what it takes to disrupt the internet as we know it? Can it really compete with those giant telecom companies that have been around for decades?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? The truth is, it's too early to say for sure. But what we do know is that Roam represents a fundamental shift in how we think about internet access. It's a bold vision that challenges the status quo and offers a compelling alternative to the centralized model that we've become accustomed to.
It's almost like a David and Goliath story, with Roam being the underdog, taking on the giants of the telecom industry.
That's a great analogy. And just like in the biblical story, the outcome is far from certain. But the fact that we're even having this conversation is a testament to the disruptive power of decentralized technology.
So even if Roam doesn't completely upend the internet landscape overnight, it's definitely a force to be reckoned with. It's a sign that things are changing, that the power is shifting, and that the future of the internet is anything but certain.
And that uncertainty is what makes it so exciting. It's a time of experimentation, innovation, and possibility, and Roam is right at the forefront of this digital revolution.
Well, speaking of revolutions, we haven't even touched on how Roam could impact specific industries beyond just tech. I'm seeing some really interesting use cases here that could have like a ripple effect across various sectors.
You're right. Let's explore how Roam's adoption could disrupt everything, from finance to healthcare, potentially creating new opportunities and challenges along the way.
Okay, so we've established that Roam has the potential to disrupt the internet, but how does this impact specific industries? I mean, beyond gamers getting a better connection, who else benefits from this, like, decentralized dream?
Let's start with the world of finance. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, as it's often called, is already shaking up traditional financial systems. Roam could provide the secure and accessible infrastructure needed for DeFi to truly flourish, especially in regions with limited banking services.
So we're talking about people being able to access financial services, loans, investments, even without a traditional bank account.
Exactly. Roam could be a game changer for financial inclusion. empowering individuals and communities who have been excluded from the traditional financial system.
That's huge. What about healthcare? I can see how reliable internet access could be transformative for telehealth and remote patient monitoring.
Absolutely. Imagine doctors being able to consult with patients in remote villages, monitor vital signs in real time, or even perform remote surgeries using robotics. Rome could make quality healthcare accessible to anyone, anywhere.
That's incredible. It's like science fiction becoming reality. But what about the potential downsides? Are there any industries that might be negatively impacted by the rise of decentralized Wi-Fi?
Well, the most obvious one is the telecommunications industry. Traditional internet service providers could face stiff competition from a decentralized network like Rome, especially if it gains widespread adoption.
I can see them scrambling to keep up. It's the rise of streaming services, disrupting the cable TV industry all over again.
Exactly. But it's not just about competition. Rome also raises questions about data privacy and regulation. With a decentralized network, who's responsible for ensuring that user data is protected? How do governments enforce regulations in like a borderless peer-to-peer environment?
Those are some serious questions. It seems like the legal and ethical implications of decentralized technology are still being worked out.
Absolutely. It's a constantly evolving landscape, and we're all figuring it out as we go along. But that's part of what makes it so fascinating. We're witnessing the birth of a new technological era, and the rules are still being written.
It's both exciting and a little bit daunting, isn't it? Like stepping into the unknown.
Exactly. But with every new technological advancement comes new challenges and opportunities. It's up to us to navigate these changes responsibly and ensure that technology is used for good.
So we've covered a lot of ground today, from the technical intricacies of blockchain and mesh networks to the potential impact of Rome on various industries. But I want to circle back to Solana for a moment. Where does Rome fit into their larger strategy? What's the significance of this project for them as a company?
Rome is a crucial part of Solana's vision to build a more user-friendly and accessible blockchain ecosystem. Remember, Solana has been known for its speed and scalability, but it's also faced criticism for being a bit too tech-focused.
Right. They were building a superhighway
without
any on-ramps for the average person to get on.
Exactly. But with Rome, they're demonstrating a clear commitment to bringing blockchain technology to the masses. It's about creating real-world applications that people can use and understand, not just abstract concepts for developers.
So it's about bridging the gap between the technical and the practical, making blockchain relevant to everyday life.
Precisely. And if Rome is successful, it could position Solana as a leader in the decentralized internet revolution, not just a platform for cryptocurrency, but the foundation for a more open, equitable, and user-controlled internet.
That's a bold vision, but it also raises the question of whether Solana is biting off more than they can chew. They've got the Seeker phone, the Saga smartphone, and now this ambitious Rome project. Are they spreading themselves too thin?
It's a valid concern. But you could also argue that Solana is taking a holistic approach, creating an integrated ecosystem that spans hardware, software, and infrastructure. They're not just building individual products, they're building a connected future.
So it's like they're playing a long game, betting on the idea that all these pieces will eventually come together to create something truly transformative.
Exactly. And whether or not they succeed remains to be seen, but their ambition is undeniable and the potential impact is huge.
Well, I, for one, am rooting for them. I love the idea of an internet that's more democratic, more accessible, and more beneficial for everyone. But I'm also curious about what our listeners think. Is this a future you're excited about? Does the idea of decentralized Wi-Fi, blockchain rewards, and a user-controlled internet resonate with you?
We'd love to hear your thoughts. Share your comments online, join the conversation, and let's explore the possibilities together.
Because ultimately, the future of the internet is up to all of us. It's about making informed choices, asking tough questions, and demanding better solutions. And who knows, maybe one day we'll all be roaming free, connected to a more open and equitable digital world. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. And until next time, stay curious.